Senator Feingold says he's taken several pro-environment votes over the last 6 years.
I helped lead the fight to protect the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. I helped lead the fight to avoid the using of the Utah wilderness for development purposes. And especially, I was the leading force in getting the wilderness designation and protection for the Apostle Islands right here in Lake Superior.
Feingold also says he's helped with a national effort to protect small, isolated wetlands, though the state of Wisconsin took its own action on the issue first. Tim Michaels helps run a multi-million dollar construction business. He says he's also got something to brag about.
A lot of the things that we do at Michaels Construction are very environmentally friendly. I remember when I was a young boy, 30, 40 years ago, that you used to lay the pipeline or the cable on the bottom of a riverbed or a swamp. We no longer do that. Today we are on the leading edge of the technology, which is called directional drilling, which does not disturb the riverbed. It does not disturb the bedrock of a swamp or any other type of wetland.
Michaels' company also helps install new linings inside leaky sewer pipes. And he says that keeps millions of gallons of sewage out of ground and surface water. But the Michaels record on water pollution isn't perfect. On this stretch of Lincoln Creek in Milwaukee, the stream is far from pristine. A shopping cart is buried in the stream bed, garbage is on the banks, and the water is a dark color. It's also where Milwaukee's sewer district and state officials accused Michaels' company of illegally discharging sewage. Michaels contends the dumping never happened.
That whole alleged spill, and I want to emphasize the word alleged because it didn't happen, was based upon some meters at MMSD. But the physical evidence, the photographs, the witnesses that were there, to include MMSD employees, all say that that did not happen. And if we would have made a mistake, we would have fixed it. We would have cleaned it up.
But 3 years ago, Michaels' company was fined for discharging wastewater from one of its quarries. And a proposed quarry project for Michaels' firm in East Central Wisconsin is upsetting some neighbors of the site. Senator Feingold says the record of Michaels' company is fair game.
Well, everybody's record is public. He's always attacking my record, and unfortunately, it appears that the record of his company, based on the reports I've read, is not very good when it comes to the environment, and I think that's something people should be aware of as they decide who they want as their senator.
In contrast, Feingold's record wins rave reviews from local and national environmental groups.
Can I get everyone's attention, please?
The League of Conservation Voters recently called together its volunteers to go door-to-door for John Kerry in Milwaukee. But National LCV President Deb Callahan says mobilizing for Russ Feingold would be no problem. Callahan says Feingold is outstanding.
Right now, he's got a 95% career environmental voting rating, which means he's got an almost perfect record, and we need Russ Feingold in the Senate.
Callahan says Feingold's support for reducing mercury pollution from coal-burning power plants is one good thing. She says another plus is his opposition to drilling for oil in the Arctic Refuge. Feingold promises that if he wins another term in Congress, a sound energy policy will be one of his goals.
I very much want us to have an energy policy that makes sure that we don't get too dependent on foreign oil, which is bad for the environment, or even domestic oil. We need to use more environmentally friendly alternatives, such as ethanol, renewable energy portfolios, and others, to make sure that we have a clean and business-friendly environment.
Feingold says Congress also needs to finish the job on protecting isolated wetlands and set aside more wilderness areas. Tim Michaels has spoken in favor of drilling for oil in the Arctic, but when asked yesterday for his environmental agenda in Congress, he turned the topic to jobs and terrorism.
Unfortunately, we've had a weak economy over the last few years. We need all kinds of new legislation to make sure that we can continue to grow this economy, that America can remain strong, and that America can remain safe.
Polls show voters not yet buying into Michaels' message and him trailing Feingold. But both candidates predict the race will tighten in the next 6 days. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.